Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Some of the biggest names were answering questions here at the NFL Combine Friday, and not surprisingly, one of the smallest in stature drew the greatest amount of attention. Chris Brown here along with John Murphy in Indianapolis, and while Johnny Manziel drew a crowd, Bills GM Doug Whaley had more important news for Bills fans.
Yeah, he did, Chris. Doug Whaley running the show for the first time at the NFL Combine as the Bills general manager, and while his main focus is going to be on the prospects on the field, he also will get involved in discussions with the agents for Buffalo's unrestricted free agents, most notably Jarris Bird and Scott Chandler. Whaley said Bills team president Russ Brandon and senior vice president of football administration Jim Overdorf will head up the talks with the player reps this weekend, starting Saturday with the meeting with the agent for Jarris Bird.
We're in conversation with both those guys' camps, and obviously we want to have all our free agents back. But in this system, it's going to be hard to do. With the salary cap, you can't get everybody. But again, we're in touch with every one of our prospective free agent agents. And then that, like I said, that goes to what are they thinking compared to what we are thinking. And hopefully we can mesh the two together and get something done.
Buffalo's GM also confirmed that with almost 100 underclassmen declared, that it's the deepest draft pool in years. Among the deepest position groups, according to Whaley, are offensive tackle, cornerback, and the wide receiver contingent.
Very strong group. I mean, you got guys with different skill sets. You got guys that are size guys. You got some smaller guys that are explosive. And you got combination guys. So there's at number nine or even deeper in the draft, we'll have a choice of some people that will be able to help not only our football team, but E.J. Manuel.
Doug Whaley also said the Bills are all in on E.J. Manuel as their quarterback, so there will not be much consideration for the top quarterbacks in this draft class, a group that includes former Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, who is expected to be a top five pick. Manziel is trying to dispel the notion that he can't thrive as a pocket quarterback.
There's times where plays aren't going to go as scripted as people draw them up on the whiteboard, and whenever that does happen and you go through your reads and you do certain things, there's going to be times where you need to take off and get outside the pocket and extend plays. But at the same time, I want to be a guy that can drop back and go through my progressions, go through my reads, and really take what's given to me from the defense.
Among the better wideouts who addressed the media Friday was a former college teammate of E.J. Manuel in Kelvin Benjamin. The big wideout calls himself a team player first.
I get in a guy that don't come work every day. You know, I'm a big team guy. I've been in the locker room, you know, trying to, you know, meet other guys and trying to see, you know, where they at. And coming to get that DB that I'd be going against better, you know, every day. If that's my job, they come get prepare him for the game, you know, I come do that. You know, go get a guy that's never going to give up. I'm not going to give up. You know, if I need to work on something, my route running, my catching, that's what I'm going to do.
And there was some local flavor here as well, as Lockport native and Toledo running back David Fluellen made an appearance with the running back group in the media room. One of three Western New York products here at the Combine, Fluellen is just happy he is healthy enough to compete after a late season ankle injury.
Things is 100%. I'm able to do everything, run, cut, jump, and I just really want to put on the show for everybody out here.
Well, Murph, running back is definitely a position that Buffalo could address somewhere in those middle rounds, and the class appears to be deep enough to find one as late as round 3 or 4, and I know Doug Whaley told you he'd like to see a power back added to their roster behind Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller.
You know, and with the value of running back sort of diminishing from what it was maybe 15 or 20 years ago in the pass-happy NFL, the Bills are likely to have a shot at some pretty quality prospects at the running back position in rounds 3 through 5. But in talking to Doug Whaley today, Chris, what impressed me most was the confidence he has that they're in pretty good shape at what he considers critical positions: quarterback, left tackle, cornerback, and pass rusher. They seem very committed to the best player available concept, which when you think about it is probably a scout's dream. They can take the best player off their board, and with the overall depth provided by 100 underclassmen in this year's draft pool, it's a pretty good spot to be in.
It's really reduced the margin for error, no question about it. Players from another position of interest for the Bills will be making their way through here at the Combine on Saturday, with the linebackers slated to arrive, including UB phenom Khalil Mack. Defensive linemen will also be coming through, and we also anticipate the arrival of the top receiver in this draft class in Sammy Watkins from Clemson. He did not make it to the media room on Friday. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for BuffaloBills.com Combine coverage presented by Napa.